Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Okay, so we had a live performance in studio by M. Byhold, and you can see that on our Mix Facebook page at 1019 Mix Chicago. You're definitely going to want to check that out. Also, I would say she was not high maintenance at all.
Not at all. She gets chicken nuggets and only needs like two sauces as opposed to the nine that Violetta.
She's no Violetta.
Hey.
Yeah, high maintenance is it's an art form.
Yeah. I make it look easy. It's
you
not.
Really
you
do.
You
sure do.
You are a master.
We also found out that some people have rules when they go to dating. And when they see that rule get broken, game over and they're out.
Done.
That also happens when you get the wrong package. As a woman in Oak Park has been getting the wrong shoes, 15 to 20 different packages showing up. She sends them back. They come right back.
Yeah.
A lot of people get a lot of wrong
things.
I've got
half a door.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, what am I going to do with that? But
and I've got legal fees, apparently, and like a State Farm bill coming for the guy that used to live in our house. All that and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast. Now, off air just now, we really boiled it down on Violetta's need to have multiple sauces.
Yep.
What I said makes it okay to me is, because Nikki and I agreed that that is high maintenance, but what makes it okay is that you yourself have identified, I'm high maintenance because I need 19 sauces.
Yeah.
To dip four chicken tenders in.
It is a problem. At least I admit it, it's a problem. That's the first step.
That's the first step. And the sauce is boss. And now we know.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, all right, what makes them high maintenance? You clock it. You're like, nope, high maintenance. And maybe you're out. We got a lot of great texts here. Right off the top from 708. Whenever a girl thinks she's too good for Taco Bell. No one is too good for Taco Bell.
I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah. Taco Bell is too good for us.
Right?
I'll tell you that much.
That's right.
We're lucky. From a 630, I have a coworker and she refuses to fill up her own gas tank.
That's a little old school.
Yeah, my sister-in-law does that.
So if you're alone, who do you get to do it? You get the gas station attendant to come out?
The husband makes sure that never is a problem.
Oh. Because it's always filled up for
it's
her.
Always filled up in the morning for her.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
I actually ended a date early once because the guy tried to pump my gas. I'm like, sit down. I'm like, it's my car. I'm driving.
Yeah, that's weird.
This opens a whole other line of questioning that I've had a lot of debate about. It's the guy that orders the food for you on a male, like a man and a woman are out, and the man sits down and it's like, she'll have the filet meat.
Yeah.
Because I personally hate that.
Yeah, right.
Some people like it, though.
Some people like right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's write that down. Those are some good other topics.
We're planning out the whole show live. From a 260, somebody who can only wear brand name items. High maintenance. 708.
Walmart.
What's that?
Target.
Walmart.
Walmart,
Target.
Yeah. Exactly. This is
Old Nava.
Old Nava. Just saying this one word, take the space. That's Old Nava.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Hoi polloi, as it were. What makes them high maintenance? From a 708, always wanting guac on their Chipotle. High maintenance. From a 630, what makes them high maintenance? Violetta. All right. Well, there you
there's
go.
There's quite a few just Violettas.
V is so high maintenance.
Yeah.
Someone who requires a lot of attention. Violetta. Okay, there's a lot in here about you.
Yeah.
And my name is spelled with one T, just to make that clear.
Yeah. High maintenance. From a 773, what makes them high maintenance? No crust on the sandwich. That also makes them four.
That does make
them
four.
So I think you have to beware that maybe you're dating a kindergartner. Something to consider. Now, this one I think is up for debate. From a 224, what makes them high maintenance? Needing to get their nails done constantly. I don't know. Is that high maintenance?
But you're asking the wrong girl. I almost said that is because I feel so subpar to like all the ladies here at the station because their nails are always done.
There are a lot of nail
and I'm just cheap and tired.
But so I wondered though, is that a little bit of self care at a certain point where you're like, I feel more confident when my nails are done, so this is my thing. You know?
Yeah.
Like you're running around here crapping confidence, so they're probably getting nervous. So they're like,
crapping confidence.
Yeah. Just blowing out.
Spitting lightning, crapping thunder.
Yeah.
These are the things that make them high maintenance. From an 847, my husband, all caps, must go out to dinner every Friday and Saturday. He has to do it. He has rules about what qualifies as a, quote, Saturday night place.
Uh-huh.
For example, the place must take reservations. That is high maintenance.
Yeah.
Like through and through. Right. Top to bottom.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm with him.
And from a 773, come on, how could Violetta be high maintenance? She's never even cut her own toenails. Facts.
I knew that was... Mm-hmm.
These are facts. I didn't know that this was going to take such a turn and target you.
Yeah, yeah.
Until I started to speak it. I was like, oh yeah, you're right. Those are the things that make them high maintenance. And I got to, though, go back and say, having guac on the Chipotle It just seems like a person you want to spend the rest of your life with because they have it figured out.
That's extra.
That's extra.
Yeah.
And they like it. Mm-hmm. And you can join that guac club. So just do that. Okay? Those are the things that make you high maintenance.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, beer drops trending right now. What are they, you might be asking? Well, Miller Lite is selling beer drops that you can add to other light beers to make it taste like Miller Lite. Okay, so it basically comes like in a little squeeze bottle, like when you add like flavors to your water. Miller Lite says beer shouldn't taste like water, so you might as well just add a little Miller Lite flavor to whatever beer you're drinking. It all comes out tomorrow in honor of National Beer Day.
That's hilarious.
That is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now every drink's in Miller Lite. But not to move away from Miller Lite, when we went to the Lagunitas Brewery tour last week, which was a real treat, they have a hop water that they do where they like make water with the hops. It was so good.
It's
like
it's
non-alcoholic. Yeah, very good. Interesting. Okay.
Very cool.
But this is something you add to beer to make it taste like Miller Lite.
Exactly.
So every beer's a Miller Lite.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they would say it's spelled different because it's brewed different.
Right.
In at number two, budget airline drama taking the internet by storm. It was big news when Spirit and Frontier planned to merge, but now JetBlue is throwing a wrench into the plan. They just came out of nowhere with an offer to buy Spirit in an all-cash transaction for $33 a share. They are offering to buy Spirit for $3.6 billion, to which Spirit described the offer as unsolicited.
Wow.
So they're all competitors in this low fare game, and this might be part of a plan to derail the Spirit Frontier merger because then that wouldn't be good for JetBlue, clearly. Regardless, everybody's loving this online, making a bunch of memes, just being like, who knew people wanted to buy Spirit? Like, we don't even want to fly Spirit.
Right. All of the above are going to get canceled anyway. It feels like lately. You know
I
what
don't
I mean?
Know. So, it's kind of a thrill. Like, you don't know if you're going to make it. Yeah. You don't know if your bag's going to be there. You don't know if you have a seat.
It's kind of a thrill.
Yeah, you know?
Remember when the only thing we were worried about was the flight attendant on JetBlue that, like, ripped the door open and slid down the slide at the end of the flight? Do you remember that? That
was
like
a man.
That was when things were really viral.
Good old memories.
Yeah.
Before people started getting in flight attendants' faces about
everything. Yeah, exactly. Yelling? Oh, man.
Yeah. Do they start drinking on Southwest yet or no?
I will let you know Friday.
Thank
there
you.
There we go. Hey, look, everybody else is not allowed to, but Nikki will be. That's
exactly.
For damn sure.
Well, they say that's like a big deal, so don't bring those little bottles. But in at number one, probably drinking involved in this as well, Kravis are officially hitched.
Kravis.
What's Kravis, you ask? That's Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
I thought it was a mispronunciation of Lenny.
I thought it was the thing I had to clean out.
Kravis.
Right. Yes, so they took full advantage of being in Sin City for the Grammy. They went to One Love Wedding Chapel around 1:30 a.m. on Monday, hours after Travis performed live at the Grammys. And they didn't let the venue take any pictures of them because they wanted to keep it private. They brought their own photographer and security. And sources say that they were adamant that the Elvis impersonator officiate their wedding. So Elvis pronounced them husband and wife.
Now, is that real?
We believe it's real.
Wait. I saw something that said it isn't real, but I am not even going to pretend to care or know. But I definitely saw something that said they're not actually married, but maybe that thing is drunk.
Maybe we can solve that in the 9:30 flash briefing.
Maybe,
update, a flash update.
Let me call Kravis and see what they say.
Those Kardashian characters.
Maybe it's a mystery. Maybe there's no answer. Maybe it's just who knows.
I know. Well, and some sources do say they plan on having more ceremonies. So they're married, but they're going to have a wedding, blah, 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 whatever. But 1:30 in Vegas, you know, you do what you got to do.
They got to do one for Hulu at some point for the new show.
Exactly.
They're like, well, wait a second.
That's true. If the cameras were not rolling, then it should not count.
Forget about it.
And that was your flash briefing.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
A woman on TikTok has now shared her dating tests.
Oh.
She goes out on a date, and she likes to test the guy she's dating.
Oh, people love that.
To see if he passes the test. People love that. I, Chris Petlak, hate it.
Yes.
I think games are foolish.
Yes.
I hate games.
Totally.
I think games are dumb. Don't play them. Unless there's a board, I'm out. Right? So here are the games that this woman's playing. These are her tests. Here's the deal. I'm done with this conversation back and forth, 50-50 BS. These are the tests I play to make sure that he's the guy I want to date. Step number one, when that bill comes, I sit on my hands. I wait to make sure he pays the bill 100%.
Okay.
Okay, that's test number one. Test number two, you better care about my safety and make sure that I get into my Uber safely. If you don't, we're done. I could understand caring about another person's well-being.
Yeah.
That's just sort of a hopefully a good human nature trait you have.
Yeah. I think the opposite would make you kind of a like bad.
Yeah, bad. Right. Yeah. A bad.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a bad person, but I mean, like, if you don't care at all about that, that's kind of a negative.
Yeah, you're a
trait.
Real dictionary.com
exactly.
on that one.
Exactly.
And the third test is, she says she's cold, just to see if he'll offer her his coat. So these are her tests. Number one, I wait to make sure he picks up the bill. Number two, he's got to make sure I get into my Uber safely or care about my safety in some way. And number three, I act like I'm cold to see if he'll give me his coat.
My brain is battling itself
right
now.
I know. I'm like,
I sort of get what she's doing, but I kind of think she's a turd.
I'm no turd.
Like, I can't. I don't know where
TikTok
I stand.
TikTok user, respectfully, Gabby, a total turd. So those are her tests when she's on a date. I don't think I've ever had a test on a date. I've been on a date where I've seen a red flag and been like, peace, I'm out, you know? Wrap things up, say goodnight, take care, and we're done. I've had that, but it's never been like I've tested her.
Right. I mean, like, if these things happen and you notice them, that's cool.
That's
but, like, to deliberately kind of go in, like, check, or he's out. That's just kind of weird.
And it seems like you're kind of setting them up for failure. Because you're only giving them one chance. Like, maybe he didn't realize you're that cold.
Right.
You know, you kind of have to let things develop instead of being so, like, cutthroat.
I wouldn't say it's a test, but I would clock the way she would speak to a waiter. You know what I mean? Like, okay, are you...
You're mindful of it.
I'm mindful of it. Yeah, thank you. Exactly right. Yeah. You know, but that's me also just being like, well, I don't want to spend my time with someone who's rude. You know
what I mean? Yeah, you're just
a rude person, like, we're good, right? So those are some of our thoughts, but you have a test. When you're on a date, there's a test you play. What is that test? 312-233-1019. I can promise you this. We are reserving judgment.
Yeah.
We just want to know what your test is because I really find it interesting if people are out here throwing tests.
Because, no, the waiter thing, I think, is a great example.
Server thing.
Exactly. Where if you see someone talk, it might be like a subconscious test. You know what I mean? Like, you walk in, you're like, whoa, that is, that's
it. Oh, clock
you know?
Yep.
But
we're making the test sound negative, but I think everybody does it subconsciously.
Sure.
I don't like a bad tipper, but I'm not sitting there like, not exactly a test. It's just not someone I want to be with.
You're clocking that there. Right. So these are the things you notice.
Yeah.
A test or a thing you're clocking.
Yeah.
That to you is like, ugh, I don't know about that one. 312-233-1019. The test when you're out on a date. Good morning, Carrie. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Now, you were tested on a date?
Yeah. We were getting to the car and he opened my door. And so when he shut my door, I reached over, knocked his door and pushed his door open. And then he gets in the car and said, I passed his test.
Wow. Yeah. And he told you right off it. Yeah. Congratulations, Carrie. You passed.
Yeah.
That's in that gangster movie.
Now, can I ask,
are you
guys still together? Did it all work out?
No, it didn't work out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right after that, I locked the door. I was like, all right, I'm not letting him back in.
A tuck and roll out the door.
All right, so there you go. Those are tests both ways. You know, it can happen. You never know
what
people are testing when you're out on the date. The bill thing is funny because it gets into this whole conversation of like, okay, should he always pay? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think conversation is king. Let's just figure it out.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think anytime, assuming makes an A of you and me.
Hear, hear.
So,
you're damn right.
Just, you know what I mean? Like, you just can't assume.
It would never be an issue. Now, let's say I haven't had a date for a while because that would be an issue, being married for a long time. But if I did, now, if I were a guy and I would offer to pay or just assume that I'm going to pay the whole thing, would that be a bad thing? Would you be like, oh, who do you think you are paying for the whole thing? Because I would just think there's no negative there. And if you don't want that, you can say, listen, I'll get it next time or I'll pay for half or whatever.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm asking.
I just think it's more jerky for the girl to completely expect it. Do you know what I'm saying?
But if you
did it and you're like, I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you. That's really awesome. And, you know, if that happens again, I'll get you back or whatever. But
I can see what you're saying, too, because I feel like a girl sometimes might think like, well, now do I owe you? Like you took the initiative to pay and I wanted to go Dutch. I want to do half and half.
Sure.
So I could see someone kind of being like, why'd you take that option away from me? Which,
yeah,
whatever.
That would be interesting. So that would be like a quandary, I think, you know. But I think I would still err on the side of I'm going to do this, and if you don't like it, please let me know,
right?
But yeah. I would assume that there might be more of a chance that you would not like if I didn't do it.
We just have to stay married.
I guess that's the whole bottom line.
To different people.
Not to each other.
They're married to different people. They are married to different people.
Yeah, they are, right? Yeah.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The Morning Mix. Now, sometimes you get the wrong package. It comes to your house. You're like, I didn't order this. There's a woman in Oak Park that's been getting shoes. 15 to 20 pairs of shoes. She took them back to UPS. 4 days later, they showed back up on her porch. What the hell am I doing with all these shoes? So have you ever received the wrong package? Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
You got a delicious wrong package, it sounds like.
It was at Christmas time last year. It was from Walmart, wrapped in like a Walmart package. And it was just a package of strawberry wafers.
Just like one pack of them.
Right. What?
Did you eat them? I would almost be nervous to eat them. I'd be like, I don't know what.
No, I did not eat them. We did wrap them and give them to somebody as like a joke.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's how you took lemons and you made them into strawberries. I love it.
Correct.
That's hilarious. Yeah, we passed it forward. We were like, you know what? You take this. Hi, Kelly. Good morning. Kelly, are you there? Good morning.
Yes. Yeah, good morning, guys.
Got the wrong package?
I did. I worked for a doctor's office and was just ordering supplies when a box came in. I opened it. And it ended up being boxing gear for, like, a, you know, professional boxer team.
Okay.
What kind of doctor's office are you in?
Ear, nose, and throat.
Yeah.
It was definitely comical because it was, like, a set for, like, six people that actually fit our entire office. So
I love the idea. The ENT was like, hey, everybody that comes in, just punch them right in the face so we have some stuff to work on when they're here.
Sure.
That's what we want to do.
Silk shorts.
Just
I love
get them right. Silk shorts. I want to wear those when the patients are in here.
Some gym somewhere is like, where's our crap?
Yeah, what the heck's going on? And then they've got a bunch of like stethoscopes. What are we going to do with these?
Wooden sticks, swabs, boo.
The heck is this? Hi, Scott. Good morning. You got the wrong package?
Well, I got a double package.
Don't brag, all right?
Yeah. I ordered a bathtub, and it comes. 2 days later, I get another one delivered.
Oh,
and
double.
I called the company and said, hey, I got another bathtub delivered to my house. And they said, well, it costs too much to send it back. Just keep it, donate it, do whatever you want, throw it away. I'm like, this is a $700-$800 bathtub, and you're going to tell me to throw it away? So actually, today, my wife is bringing it to Humanity's. Donated to them.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow, that's a really nice story.
Probably not easy to transport, I wouldn't think.
Right.
No, a couple hundred pounds. And throw that in the back of the Corolla. What? I don't think so.
Rent a pickup truck.
Skateboards. Just drag it along.
Hey, Tara, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You got the wrong package?
We did. When we first moved into our house, we started getting monthly deliveries of laundry detergent samples, and then it increased to weekly. And finally, we Googled the name on the package, and it turned out the former owner was a dermatologist. So we called her office. She tried to correct it. It continued for about a year and a half. So,
oh, my God.
I just made it rain around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, pass those suckers out.
I'm super jealous
Halloween.
Of that.
Trick or treat, laundry.
It's for everyone.
We go into the laundry house.
Hey, we went to Tara's laundry house. Mom, we got more Tide. Yeah. That one in a Snickers bar. Oh, Mom. I don't know why your kid has a nasal problem. She's got to go back to the ENT.
That's right.
And finally, hi, Heather. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, you sound excited about the wrong package.
I do. This is the coolest thing. So my husband gets his Amazon package, and we were not expecting anything at all. He opens it up. He's like, did you order something? I'm like, no. He opens it, and it's a drone.
What?
Whoa. Did you keep it?
Well, he called Amazon. He's like, I did not order this. I don't want somebody not to have it. They're like, just keep it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man.
So we gave it to his dad for his birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
That is great.
And those are expensive.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow. Well, we're going to keep the celebration going because I think the drone, I mean, you can't beat that. No. Even two tubs. Come on.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
Let's start with, you know, everyone's getting sued. That's like every story.
Everybody.
So Ed Sheeran is not sued. Well, he won. Hey. He's been dismissed. So they're saying, nice. Yeah, that he was being sued by Sami Chokri, I believe is his name. Chokri. For Shape of You. Saying that's very close to this song called Oh Why. And this is the case where Ed famously was singing songs in court to show how similar so many songs are.
But I think the part probably that Sammy was referencing is where Ed goes, oh,
that's
right.
That's correct. Exactly so, right. That's correct.
But I don't know if that's enough to make you win. I don't
know
how that
works. Justice Zaccaroli said that no, Mr. Sheeran neither deliberately nor subconsciously copied the track.
Zaccaroli, I think, was one of the choices from the Maggiano's menu at I might have lunch yesterday. Oh, it wasn't bad.
Big piece of Zaccaroli. All right.
I did get audio of Ed walking out of the courtroom though yesterday, so yeah, he was excited.
So anyway, yes, he is not being sued. Noel Gallagher, you know, friendly guy.
Oh gosh,
he's the best.
Yeah, he's always got really inspiring, positive things to say. This including he called Harry Styles' music worthless and accused Styles of not writing his own songs in a recent interview with Daily Star. He said, "You're not telling me Harry Styles is currently in a room somewhere writing a song." Gallagher said, "With any joy, he'll be surrounded by a lot of girls. I can assure you that he's not got an acoustic guitar out while trying to write a middle eight for something," which I guess so that like he's talking about notes. I don't know. But the best part is the people who
middle eight be the hook, like eight bars of a hook. Yeah.
It's worth noting that Styles is credited as a co-writer on every single track on both of his albums, Harry Styles and Fine Line, and also the latest one, As It Was, that just came out on Harry's House. So I love that Noel just throws it out there.
Screw him.
He doesn't write his own songs.
At the risk of sounding biased, I don't want Noel Gallagher to be like happy and complimentary. Right. I want him to be bitching about somebody. I want him to say these kids today in a heavy like Cockney accent. That's what I want
he's
from my Oasis guys.
He's staying true and being completely wrong in his accusations, which makes it even better.
That's okay. He doesn't need no fact checking.
It does strike me as a little bit more of a Liam stance, though, if we're going to go to the Gallagher brothers on this one. But all right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
There we have it.
And then the last story, because again, we have M. Byhold coming in to play live. NME Magazine is saying The Weeknd might change his name kind of like Kanye West did. He said that maybe he'll pull Ye and legally change his name to Abel, which is his real name. No last name like Madonna or Cher, Prince. I don't know. It seems like a lot. I like the stream of consciousness was like, I'm going to change my name to Abel. And he's like, no, that's a lot
maybe
of work.
I won't. I don't know. No. I don't know if I'm able to do that.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Tax season, which we are coming up on.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, we're like 10 days out, basically. It's the 18th, right? Monday the 18th, you have to file. I had to do our daughter's taxes last night. So she was in a chicken nugget commercial.
That's right.
And so she has taxes to pay.
Yeah.
Which was a very weird thing. I'm like, am I doing this correctly? It was great. TurboTax, big ups.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But it got me thinking about my financial literacy. And there's a great study here from Wallet Hub, of course. The most financially literate states. So this is your mixed top six most financially literate states. Now, before we get to the most, you guys want to guess what the least financially literate state is?
Arkansas.
Wyoming.
Mississippi.
One of you is dead on correct. Arkansas. Congrats, Violetta.
There we go.
You guys want to? I will tell you that in the top 51, because they included D.C. here, in terms of, you know, states. Now, where do you suppose Illinois would fall? And I'm telling you, they're not in the top six.
Oh, dang it.
Okay.
Nikki?
13.
13. Whip?
Like 28.
28. Violetta?
10.
10. Whip is closest. 21 Illinois.
We're remarkably kind of average on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. This is your top six most financially literate states. In at number six, North Carolina.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In at number five... For financially literate states, New Hampshire.
Okay, I can see that.
This includes, by the way, financial planning, financial spending habits, your general financial knowledge, and overall financial education. That's how they kind of rank this for the states. Anyway.
Don't you just picture New Hampshireites? I don't even know any, but I just picture them all just being very content living on a nice little place where they're like happy.
I imagine they have a lot of houses with porches.
Yes.
Where they balance their checkbooks.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they drink like brandy.
Right. There's no like loan sharks, you know, coming to the
door to break their legs or anything.
Nobody in New Hampshire gets drunk enough that they puke. That's what I think about that.
Think
that to
right.
me is class.
And that's well, and that's like just like a bigger thing yeah. about life in general. Like
yeah,
they don't
right.
overindulge.
Yeah, that's class.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
You guys just,
right?
I mean, you've covered New Hampshire. It's done.
Should we move there?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Nikki's going there for vacation.
I don't think they want us.
They probably don't. In at number four, your top six most financially literate states, Colorado.
Oh.
That's probably because when they started introducing weed there like six,
right?
7 years ago, they had to figure out how to deal with all this money.
That's mm-hmm. true.
In at number three, financially literate states, Virginia.
Hmm. Okay.
In at number two for
financial. It's not just for lovers.
Yeah, it's not.
Right.
It's also for spenders or savers.
Yeah.
Mm. In at number two, they are always up there on a lot of these lists, and I'm always surprised, and I need to stop being surprised. Utah.
Okay.
Utah pops up on like every list we have.
Yeah, they do.
They're like on everything. You could be like, yeah, the most non-Utah states. Number one, Utah. Like, how did they get there? They are you. I don't get it.
It might be another happy bunch.
It could be.
They figured it out. They're in the mountains. They're kind of like separate.
Don't
but
they have like polygamy there?
They do.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's
you
it.
You got to keep your coin straight when you got six wives.
Yeah, seriously. That's
gotta
expensive.
Know what's
a lot
going
of checkbooks.
On. That's right. And in at number one, your most financially literate states. Let's take it around the horn with a guess. Nikki, financially literate state.
New York.
Whip.
Minnesota.
And Violetta.
North Dakota.
Because I have the list in front of me, here's my guess. In at number one... Nebraska.
Oh.
Which, if there are any Nebraskans listening, uh-huh. I want to say something to you, and I don't want you to be offended, but you are the absolute worst state to drive through.
Mm.
It just really takes the air out of any fun road trip because it's just like
Jenny V said the same thing last night.
Yeah,
she goes, you think Iowa's bad.
Yeah, no.
Go through Nebraska.
And it's so wide, especially if you're going east. It's like, oh, my word, this...
Are there like moose along the
no,
way?
No, moose in Nebraska? No.
I
you
don't know.
There? There's corn, there's cows, and there's dirt.
Yep.
That's Nebraska.
Sounds like Iowa and Nebraska have a little rivalry, though,
yeah,
which we might want to tap
yeah.
into a little bit because that's hilarious.
Yeah. Jenny, you guys think Iowa's bad. No one said anything bad about Iowa.
Yeah, yes.
Just for the record, nobody said anything bad about Iowa. Now, Nebraska.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, Selena Gomez has recently said that she hasn't been on the internet for 4.5 years.
Wow. Impressive.
What? Oh, my God.
She's earned it, but it would be such a luxury to
yeah,
not have to
thing.
Go on there.
That's
like
true.
To be sort of free enough and your career is good enough and you got what, you know what I mean? Like, I think we'd all like to be in that place in a way.
I'm here struggling to post my lunches, trying to get more followers.
Exactly.
Okay, but it's worth noting she has one of the biggest, the top three followings on Instagram, and it's constantly being updated. So to your point, I'm not trying to take anything away from her because
yeah.
I think
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
lovely that she was able to do that, but she has a team of people that
right.
are doing all that other stuff.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
she's,
a team of Violettas keeping
right.
her up to date
right.
on
that. And they're
right.
so low
much,
maintenance.
Much better than me. yeah. But she says that the digital detox has changed her life. She also did share, this is kind of a serious part of the story, that she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which actually helped her improve her emotional well-being. And then obviously adding in the, I've never been happier than ever because I'm not on the internet and it's helping me deal with all that mm-hmm. daily life stuff.
It's like the internet is so necessary for most
right.
people at this point. Like, you can't function without it even if you wanted to.
Well,
right?
and she couldn't have got famous without it
That's
in a certain
true.
Way, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
we have... we're so connected to so many celebrities.
We sure are.
In at number two, Doctor Strange is trending after a new poster of the new movie, Doctor Strange in the Metaverse of Madness. It is set to be released in theaters on May 6th.
Awesome. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I think we can start buying tickets for it.
Like, now?
If not now, very, very soon.
Right, I meow?
Think, meow.
Oh, Strange. Look at who's on it.
I don't even know the joke, but I hear you guys do it, so there it is.
Loving it.
In at number one, a couple of national days to acknowledge, like National Caramel Popcorn Day, mm-hmm. National Walking Day,
Ooh.
And National Sorry Charlie Day. So National Sorry Charlie Day encourages us to view rejection in different perspectives and kind of think about that, like, sorry, Charlie.
Charlie bit him. He's loving it. Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah.
Boy, I didn't realize how long that was.
Yeah. Honestly, I forgot as well. I'm like, what? It's a whole minute long? My goodness. This kid's really nibbling on that finger.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charlie. They're 42 now. It's weird.
They are, yeah.
And NFTs.
That's right.
That was your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.